After scoring a tactical victory in the Battle of Fair Oaks at the end of May 1862, Union Commander George McClellan spent much of the next month consolidating his position and entrenching along a line running south from the Chickahominy River. Meanwhile, Confederate Commander Robert E. Lee, named to replace the wounded Johnston, called upon Thomas J. Jackson to move south from the Shenandoah Valley to help in the defense of Richmond. Jackson's arrival on the Union right flank set in motion a series of nearly continuous engagements to be known as the 7 Days. Beginning with the Battle of Mechanicsville on June 26th, Confederate offensives at Gaines Mills, Savage's Station, Fraser's Farm, and Malvern Hill would force McClellan out of his defensive line and away from the capital, yet not without considerable cost to the rebel forces. Indeed, the Federals could claim victory in much of the fighting, but the combination of Lee's relentless assaults and McClellan's repeated failure to seize the initiative eventually led to strategic defeat and the withdrawal of the Federal Army back to the Potomac.